Blog Talk Radio.
Now, basically, what our national anthem is confirming is that you have a right to be free, okay? But you have to work for it. Nobody's going to just jump up and give it to you. It's something that you have to work for. Now, we have been, first of all, I'd like to thank you for your presence. All those that are on the line, I thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. This is a conference call about the society, so we're going to be talking mostly about the society and how the society is set up and how the society is going to benefit you. Everybody talks that we stuff, but when you catch a cold, everybody else ain't coughing. So the first thing you always have to ask yourself, how is this going to benefit me, my tribe, and then the rest of the planet, okay? You always have to include the rest of the planet when you're in your I mode, because you don't want to turn an eye into an evil thing, whereas gimme, it ain't nothing for nobody else. So you have to be careful how you use your eye, but your eye is very important. Eye function from the eye, because if you have a meeting, if the eyes aren't in the chair, you can't say we are here, okay? And the we people, when they come out, the only time they come out with their eyes is when they make a mistake. Oh, I would have been there, or I was late, or I have excuses. The we people have their eye come out when they screw up. But the I people, they be on top of things because they know it's their responsibility and they have to do it and they have to get it right, okay? Now, the main question, what I'm going to do, right? Now, all of your mics, all right? I'm going to open up all of the mics. So your mics are open, and anytime you have a comment or a question, just press 1, and that'll let me know that that you're going to speak. And in the meantime, sort of mute your phones or wherever you're calling from. Just mute them, and that way it won't bleed into it won't, you know, the noise won't bleed in, but your mics will be open. But once you press 1, it will definitely let me know that you have a comment or something to say, right? Now, the biggest question that we're dealing with is control. Everything is about control. We've been going through a lot in this country, sojourning in this country. We don't have control over nothing. They're not giving us the right information. They're teaching us improperly. In the 60s, we're protesting because they were literally hanging us in the 60s. Now they're shooting us with the guns. Nothing seems to be changing. But here's the thing. This society is set up so that you, as individuals, will be able to change anything in society that you want. You understand what I'm saying? It's yours to control. It's yours to run. You can't go complaining to nobody. Once you join this society, there's nobody to complain to except that guy in the mirror. Because the person in the mirror is the one who runs everything. There's no hierarchy, no president, no vice president, no committees for you to go and talk to because you want to get something done. That's not how it works. When we have our meetings, when we have our conference, if there's something going on with the society that you want change, all you have to do is speak up, okay? Because you have just as much authority in this society as everybody else, okay? That's the purpose of the society. We have to learn, okay? There you gotta go with the we. But, you know, we have to learn as individuals how to run a society because we've never ran no society. I can't say all of us, but most of us have never run a society before. Most of us have not taken on the responsibility that this is ours to run. We're going to make change. We're going to get this done. You follow what I'm saying? Now, as we go through, now what I'm going to go through first of all is to tell you how the society is going to be set up. All right? Now, if you have questions about that, just hit 1 and you can ask the questions, you know, because everything is open for the whole hour. It's going to be set up as an express trust. All right? You as individuals, all of the adults, will be the trustees of the society. Your children will be the beneficiaries, all right? Whatever money that comes into the society is split up equally. I'm going to say that word again. These are ministers and all these groups living in these $5 million houses and people sleeping on the street. We can change that. All the money is split up equally. And a certain percentage that we have to decide, okay, I haven't made up that percentage of what's going to go to the beneficiary. The beneficiaries are the children. So what percentage of your money that you get would you, as a group that we're going to decide, is going to go to the beneficiaries? Or we can leave it up to the individual trustee as to how much is going to go to the beneficiaries. But I think as a society, we have to come up with a minimum amount that goes to the children, that goes to the trustee, goes to the beneficiary. You follow what I'm saying? So this is a generational society. This is a society that goes from generation to generation to generation, and the wealth that comes into this society will be spread out from generation to generation to generation. Okay? That's how this whole thing, that's the basic premise for the society. You're in control. Freedom means control. You don't have control over this society right now. You understand what I'm saying? But you have influence. You can influence it through the vote. That's what's going on right now. And they're trying to take that away from you. They got all kinds of schemes and plans. Well, you can't have a trust if you if you're going into the public sector and you're going to vote. We have remedy for that. So once we get into that, we have remedy how you can be in a trust and still have still be able to go out and vote and do stuff like it there. You know, nobody knows everything. So here, the greatest thing that's going to happen in this society is that you yourself are going to learn. You yourself are going to study. I'm not here to teach nobody how to run an express trust, okay? But I'm showing you where to get the information, how to get it. Now, most of the people on the line, I see a few new numbers here. You might not got the text. But most of you have a text where I gave you a brother on YouTube that explaining how to run a society if you're a beginner. If you don't know that much about how to run a society, he explains it. And he tells you there's a lot of people out there reading books, but you want to get your information from the judges in the court who's making the decisions on what's happening in the trust, okay? This is called case law. So you want to study case law, you know, when you start studying the trust. Now, for those of you who didn't get the link, the brother's name is Yusef L, okay? He's on YouTube. And you can catch him. That's Yusef starting with a Y, you know, Y-U-S-E-F-E-L, okay? And he does a pretty good job. Now, it's a three-hour webinar. I only want you to study the three-hour webinar just so you can get used to knowing what a trust is, how it functions, and stuff like that there. Once you study the three-hour webinar and you join the society, we give you trust books and everything to study so that you can better learn how to run a society, okay? Now, right now, the main thing I would like to do for those who who don't mind open up their mouths is to wait a minute, source defense, is to just answer maybe a couple questions for us, right? How many groups have you been in, all right, that you had some type of control over what happens to the money and the decision-making policy that goes on in the group, okay? Now, if somebody want to press 1 and talk about that, you can, all right? So, but the mics are open. You can do it at any time. If you just want to keep quiet, that's fine too, all right? So this is not a pressurized sale. We're not selling you on anything. We're offering you a chance to take control over your own destiny. Nobody can do this by themselves. You know, saying no man is an island. You follow what I'm saying? So we need plenty of help, but we don't want nobody running around like they the end all be all, telling everybody what to do. You know, if you don't do what I tell you, you're fired. No, we don't need that. We don't need nobody. We don't need nobody taking us through that kind of a paradigm. Okay. You're in control over this trust, all right? Now, what I'm going to do, let me see here. I want to read the indenture, okay? Now, the indenture is very important. Those of you who have studied the webinar, those of you who went through the webinar that I gave you at first, right? That I told you with Yusef L, then you pretty much understand what I'm saying as I read the indenture, okay? Well, very interesting. Indenture reading is not coming up. All right, so I'll pull that up in a minute. I'm kind of by myself here, so I got 3 laptops set up with all different kinds of stuff on it. I'll pull it up in a minute. But basically, the indenture, in the indenture, that's what the judges go by if something goes wrong with the trust. And in the indenture, it definitely says that the trustees and the beneficiary are not responsible for any contracts done or made by the trust. That's very important because as the trust builds and we start doing things, we don't want the trustees and the beneficiary to be liable for anything. All you have to do is follow the indenture and how the indenture is set up. They can't sue you as trustees. They have to sue the trust, okay? And so you're not liable for none of this stuff You're not liable for nothing that's going on. But the kickback, if we're doing something wrong, then we're going to lose money because we're not going to be making money. And when you sign up for the trust, there's no dues. We're getting too much noise on somebody's mic. So you can mute your mic, okay? And that way you won't get the noise. And you'll be able to, and I'll be able to continue. Okay. Now, what I wanna go through right now, since the trust and the indenture agreement hasn't come up, I know where it is, but I just have to. I got the phone in one hand and a couple other things in the other hand, and I don't want to screw nothing up here because all of a sudden, now believe this if you want, but all of a sudden my phone ain't charging. How about that? It's been charging all week fine. Now it's not charging. Big Brother's pretty good. Okay. When you join the society, this is what you're going to get when you join the society, okay? The book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Complete Volume, is not for sale. You have to be a part of this society in order to get that book because this book runs the society. It's 300 pages. It's got everything in there on how to set up your businesses, how to make money for yourself, because this is all about the individual being successful. That's what the society is about. Now, we lined up in this thing, and our members are sleeping on the street. We got a problem, something that we're not doing right. You don't have enough brain power in the trust, in the society, to make sure that we can come up with ways to make money so that people aren't sleeping, our people aren't sleeping in the street. Now, this is some of the things that you're going to get once you sign up for the society. You're going to get Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume. You're going to get 5 CD lecture series, Bible 2.0. One is How to Meditate. One is Meditation Music. One is Who Are You? The other one is Dealing with Hatred. You get a CD dealing with Rioting and Justice. Then you get an orientation folder that's printed out. You get an orientation folder. It's not a CD. It's an actual printed folder that you get out based on orientation, what we have to do when you first come in and what's going on, you know. And then you get a book on departments. Now, there's about 9 or 10 departments. Now, the reason why we have departments is because if you have people that are lawyers, well, let the lawyers do the lawyer stuff. I'm a mechanic. Why would I need to be able to tell the lawyers what to do? See what I'm saying? So that program that the lawyers set up about what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, the way they're going to do it, you know, and if we need lawyers, we got a whole department full of lawyers. We just call them, you know, and they'll let us know what we have to do. But we have people that we can trust as our lawyers. And and children coming through, they can even set up a school to teach the children, or we can come up with the money as a society to make sure our children have the money to go to law school, medical school, stuff like that there. So those are the type of departments that are going to be set up, medical departments, law departments, mechanic departments, and all that. But whatever you like to do, if you like computers, okay, then we have a computer department, you know. And who runs the computer department? The computer guys do. You know what I mean? We don't want the doctors coming over telling the computer guys what to do. The doctors aren't computer geeks. And we need, I don't know if the word geek is offensive or not, but we want computer people running the computers. And this is basically how the society is going to be set up. That's what the programs are for, okay? Now, then you get one introduction CD to introduce you to all this stuff and what's going on. Then you get an Elohim Five Tribes t-shirt, Elohim Five Tribes hat. You get ordained ministers papers from Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Now, what does that mean? Why would I have to be ordained as a minister? What purpose did that serve? They're coming out with a vaccine for the virus. We don't know what's in that vaccine. But if you're ordained as a minister, you can tell them, I don't want to take the vaccine based on I'm a religious objective to the vaccine, and they can't make you take it because religiously, your religion tells you you can't take that vaccine, and you have papers and everything to show that you are actually a minister. All right, whether you go out and set up a church or not, that's on you. But it's remedy to keep them from forcing you to do stuff. You know what I'm coming from? That's what kept Muhammad Ali out of jail when he didn't want to go in the service. As a conscientious objective, you can object to certain things based on your religion. So that's why we want each person to be ordained as a minister, okay? Whatever your religion is, well, whatever you follow, we're not here to tell you what your religion should be, because each person is where they should be, and we don't want to take nobody off what they have if they're happy and satisfied with it, you know. But I think that as we go through this here as a society, and the more you learn and the more you wake up about all this stuff, it's going to change your paradigm just a little bit, okay? Also, you get a complete book on trust, all right, for you to study. And when you get done with the 3-hour webinar and you get done with your book, you're going to know enough about trust to start setting up some trust of your own, because you can put your houses and different things in trust. Like if you got a will, you put your will, if your will is not in a trust, then you have to go through probate. If you go through probate, that could take almost a whole year, and the lawyers get paid. And then if you have probate, if you have property in different states, then you have to go through probate in one state, you have to go through probate in another state. But the trust will block you from all of that madness. You follow what I'm saying? But once you start studying, you have to study. That's what I'm saying. We're not going to force anybody to study. There ain't going to be no tests on this stuff. You follow what I'm saying? But as we go through it and you get to talking to one another, all right, about the trust and about what's going on, how can you do this, how can you do that, you'll be able to help each other, all right, because you're all going to have the same information, okay? Then once you the joining cost, right, is $100. Now, there's no dues. We don't collect dues in the society because it's the society's job, okay, to make you make money, not to fleece you out your money through dues every month. And, you know, we got a building fund. We got to fix up the building, and your name ain't on nothing. You don't control nothing, but everybody got a building fund for you to build, and whoever's in charge, their name is on those documents as owners of these buildings, not yours. We need to change that. You have to think in terms of one thing, your beneficiaries. What is my children going to get out of this? You know, if I sojourn in this if I go down this path, how's it going to benefit my children? You know I'm saying, if it ain't benefiting your children but benefiting my children, something's wrong with that picture. You understand what I'm saying? We have to start waking up. We have to start thinking a little better. Okay. Now, with the joining fee, you get a $10 gold certificate. Now, I want you to think about this. As a society, we have goals, okay? Now, once you join, we're taking $10 out of your joining fee, and we're going to give you a certificate that's stamped by the society that's worth $10 worth of gold, whatever the price of gold is at the particular time. You know, maybe 6 months from now, the price will go up. But you have a certificate for $10 worth of gold stamped and dated at the time that you become a member. You follow what I'm saying? Now, think about this for a second. Now, this is where everything gets interesting. If I give you a certificate for $10, redeemable on demand by the bearer, you want to come from, I just gave you money. The society has money. If I'm saying that's money, you understand what I'm saying? We have to talk about it, how can it be redeemable other than in this society, you know what I mean? That's something that we have to work out as a group. But we'll have our own money back by gold. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. That's just something to think about. These are the remedies that we're coming up with. And I'm with Caribars. So with the society, as I'm thinking about it, heck, I don't need Caribars. You know what I mean? I got the gold upstairs. See where I'm coming from? And as money come in, I'm transferring whatever the gold is worth into the society. So the society will own the gold, but I have the gold already backed up. So when your money come in, the gold is already here. See what I'm saying? So we're actually issuing. Just think about this for a minute. We're literally issuing our own money. Think about that. And then you have the $10 the $10, another $10, is going to be enrollment into a money-making venture. We'll talk about that as once you become members. We're talking about this money-making venture and how we're going to do it and whatever. And just think about it. Anything that we're setting up right now, whatever you don't like, you got to do it, change it. You know, you don't have to say, well, let me call Elohim and see if we get, no, you don't have to call me for nothing. You can call me to be involved in the meeting that you're having and we can sit down. But if you vote against whatever you want to vote against, that your vote is law in this society. That's how it works. I'm not law in this society. Your vote is law in this society. If you want to change something, change it. If you want to make it, hopefully it'll be for the better. Now, if as a society we make mistakes, then we'll learn from those mistakes. Next time we're changing in a different way. No, we can't do that again, man. We lost X amount of dollars for that. You know where I'm coming from? So you learn. We're learning together. We grow together. We build together. You follow what I'm saying? When I get my mansion, everybody in a society should have one beside me. That's what I'm talking about. I shouldn't be living in a $5 million mansion and people sleeping on the street. Don't make sense. Something's wrong with that picture, okay? Like I said, and also each member is going to get 10 pies, 10 bean pies. We're going to be making bean pies. This is a way, okay, to create jobs for people that don't have jobs. Because if the society, right, is if each individual in the society is taking 10 pies, that means that we're putting somebody to work. That means we can set up a building, put a bakery in it, right? And but the bakery will be private. Everything will be private. We're not going to the stores. We're not putting pies in the stores and all that crap. Everything will be run on the society. You know where I'm coming from? Now, you got people that are mechanics out there. Okay. Now all of a sudden you get your car. You're only going to the society members to get your work done. If you make clothes, then you're only going to the society member to get your clothes. Okay. Now what does that mean? That means that the money that you have stays in the society 10, 11, 12 times before it go out. That's a big difference. We're coming up with remedy to the problems that we have, okay? As a society, you will be able to effectively hire your own private security. Now, think about that. Something go wrong with a member of our society, we don't have to call the popo. We call our security team. You know what I mean? We have a program. There's some people dealing with security, with martial arts and all that stuff. That's who we call, you know? Right now, something happened to you. Who are you going to call? You might as well call the Ghostbusters. you can't get no real action from the popo, you know, because they don't have your best interest at heart. Why? Because you're not in control. Control is the key to everything, okay? Now, what they're doing in this society, they want in your mind to take control out of your hands. You sit up and, I'm sorry, ministers, but I got to go here. You sit up in the church and they tell you God is in control. You're not in control of nothing. They want that in your mindset. But the Bible says, Psalm 82, you are all God's. So when they're telling you God is in control, follow the money. Whoever's in charge of that money, that's your God. That's who's controlling what's going on. Sorry, minister, but don't blame me. That's what the books say. You follow what I'm saying? It says that you are all gods, okay? Now, you being a god, that tells you what? That tells you, the book is telling you what your potential is. That's what it's doing. Telling you what your potential is, okay? Your potential is unlimited. You think you can't start your own society? We're 200 years up from what President Hansen and them did. President Hansen and them set this up. Not George Washington and them. They stole it. But President Hansen and them set it up. You think after 200 years you can't set up something better than what they set up? Yes, you can. And this society proves that. Okay? Now, we talk about trust, but now once you start learning, you'll find out that the Constitution is a trust. And the people, congressmen, senators, and those guys, those are trustees. who are hired to follow the trust. When they don't follow the Constitution, we sue them because as trustees, they're supposed to be following the trust, which is the Constitution. Okay, your birth certificate is a trust agreement. I don't get into all that, but I'm just saying, as you begin to learn, as you begin to study trust, you'll see that the queen and the king back in the day, they set all of this stuff up. Okay, well, not all of it, but they set most of it up, and they learned it from you, and they learned it from you, and they begin to do it. They begin to practice what they learned from you. And if you study what's going on, all this is set up based on trust and the Universal Commercial Code, okay? All this is set up based on that, you know? And so the more you learn, the more you know how to protect your assets, how to protect what you're doing. You don't even own your doggone children. You see what I'm saying? That's why they can come in, DHS can come in and take your children, do whatever they want to do, because they're not yours. Your children belong to the state. They're wards of the state. So the more you learn, the more you'll be able to get yourself out of the mess that you're in. And as a society, now here's the whole thing. As a society, there will be no dues. You won't have to pay no dues into the society. After joining, there will be no dues collected. It is the society's job to make money for its members. Let me say that again. After joining, there will be no dues collected. It is the society's job to make money for its members. And somebody said, wait a minute, Lohan, what's up with these pies? What's up with this pie thing, man? You know, ain't no we had to take pies and stuff. What's up with that? You have to have a methodology to talk to people, to speak to people, to go in people's homes and your friends and have a way to talk to them, okay? We're only sending you 10 pies because we want you to make a list of just 10 people that you think might have the mindset or the wherewithal or be woke enough to be a part of this society. Those are the ones. You ask them just about one pie a week. Now, I think most of your friends can afford $4 a week. You ask them about one pie a week. You understand what I'm saying? And this will give you a chance to talk to them every week. You know, you can they can ask you questions about society and what's going on, you know, and that creates jobs. That creates an industry. The more people that come into the society, the more access we have to the community. You follow what I'm saying? I can eat one pie a week myself all day. I mean, don't make it because the pies are so good. I'm not saying that because I make them, but they are good. But we want to create industry. We want to create a way for people. Now, if you make clothes, okay, for the same thing, people buy clothes every week, every month. They're buying clothes. Why can't they buy clothes from a member of the society if the society is making the clothes? That creates industry because the more clothes we buy from our member, he or she is going to have to hire somebody to help them make the clothes. Now, as a society, we can sit back and decide what our dress code is going to be. How are we going to dress? Are we going to dress like thugs with our pants hanging down among our legs? Or are we going to dress like Hoochie Mama with a skirt all the way up our butt? It's up to you. You're in control. This is the beauty about this society. It's on you. Well, we got a few more people joining on. Their mic's not open. So I'm open. Now, I just want to tell you again that your mics are open. Any questions that you have, I'm going through this trying to answer the question before you ask them. So, you know, this way you don't have to go, well, I don't want my name out there or this, that, and other. But let me open up this person's mic here. Let them know that all the mics are open. So if you have a comment, you can just jump in and ask a question. Well, press 1 to let me know that you're going to ask the question, that you're going to jump in. And also mute your mic so that the noise won't come into everything, okay? Now, we're going to be here, all right? This conference call, it's not really a conference call because we as a society have to decide what method we're going to use to communicate with each other. Now, this is a global format here. Okay, now I only invited certain people to this to this call. I invited about 30 people to this call. That's it. Now, normally I send out 240 messages on Sunday for my radio show, but this is not a radio show. This is basically about our society. And I want people who I think have the wherewithal, have the mindset to sit back and listen to each other so that we can run this society ourselves. I know nobody knows everything, okay? We're going to make mistakes, okay? We might even get into a few arguments and stuff. That's cool. That's okay. As long as we're able to listen to each other. Now, how do we make decisions? We make decisions based on the vote. We vote. And if you have something, a proposition, or something that you want to bring, well, the society is going to it's going to come up with a methodology for the proposals that I have to get in, whether they be in a writing or how we're going to do it. You know, there is a way in the book to do it, but you can change that particular. You can change anything you want. This is what I'm saying. Nothing is written in stone. The only thing that's written in stone, the only thing that you can't do, okay? I still haven't pulled up the indenture ingredient. And hold on for 10 seconds. I got all these laptops open here. And let me see. Open. Okay, trust me. Oh, here it is. Okay. The only thing. Okay, now remember to mute your mic so that the noise don't bleed in, okay? This is the trust agreement for Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation Elohim. I call it the Constellation Elohim. They change it from Osiris to Orion's Belt. We change it back to Elohim. Elohim means the God within. Everybody on the planet is an Elohim, okay? I know some of the churches teach you all kinds of crazy stuff, but, well, it might not be crazy to the people that's involved. But everybody on the planet is what they say you are in Psalms 82, okay? Now, here's the indenture. Hereby establish a trust, Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation Elohim, commonly known as Orion, in the Milky Way Galaxy for the express purpose of governance according to the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume. This book will be kept in trust and will be the sole ownership of the members of Elohim Five Tribes, the Constellation Elohim, in the Milky Way Galaxy. It is the express wish that all profits gained from the distribution of the book, Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, will be shared by all its members equally. All members must agree to follow the rules of governance according to the rules set forth by the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume. All members will be trustees or beneficiaries of the Elohim Five Tribes Society. Okay? Now, right now, the way it's set up, well, let me finish reading this first. Upon becoming a member, no trustee or beneficiary will be held liable for any contract arrangements made by the trust. Okay? Any agreement or contract signed by the trustee must include with their signature signing on behalf of the trust. Those two things are the most important things that I can have in this agreement, okay? Because you don't want to be liable for any screw-ups that we make, okay? The trust is liable. That's what they have to sue. They have to sue the trust. They can't sue the trustees or the beneficiaries, okay? You got some other things that that should be in there too, but they're in the book. When you get to the book, a lot of things is in the book that I don't have. This is the initial trust indenture. When you go to court, this is what the judge is going to read. He's going to read this indenture. And if you're not operating according to this indenture, they can sue you. The judge can come at you and make you pay taxes. All right. So it's important that you follow what the indenture says. Now we're going from the public into the private sector. All right. Now there's remedies we have if you want to vote and all that kind of stuff. We can do that. We'll get into that a little later too. I only set this up for an hour. what I'm trying to do now is answer all of the questions that I think you might have. Now, but if you have a question that I haven't answered already, you know, just hit one. Actually, you ain't got to hit one. Just go ahead and speak. Okay, just you know, just say what you have to say, because I don't know if one will come up with the mics open. Well, we'll see, because I never just open up all the mics like that.
Hello, can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear
hello?
You.
Hello, can anybody hear me? Yeah, I pushed one, so if you don't see a one up, that means it probably doesn't come open. But first, I introduce myself. My name is Jim Myers. I like to be called Jim. And I was just going to make a comment earlier. I was going to just ask, because I know time is going, you know, fast, and I was kind of taking notes on myself. Just like the essence and everything you were saying, it seems as though that we was trying to build a self-sufficient society through a trust with an indenture that lays out all the rules. And within our society, we're going to try to become as self-sufficient as we can by starting on food, economics, and industry. Like, and the more that they grow, the bigger that we can expand and become self-sufficient by using our own products within our society. And the better these products become, the more we can expand into like automobiles, airplanes, and all of that stuff in a nutshell. I was just wondering if I was following you so far.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You're right on the same page. That's one of our members, and he's just laying out some of the thoughts that's on his mind, which is good. We're on the same page, you know. And that's what it's all about. It's all about building a society. It's all about growing something that you control. You, when you join a society, you become the masters of your destiny. Okay, so that means that he said he pushed one and it didn't come up. So if you have a comment, just jump in, all right? And give me the last four of your phone number. That way I'll know where you are on the board, okay? Now, another thing, as we develop the society, whatever you make, whatever you're getting into, all right, the society will back you. The society will support you, okay? Even if it comes down that you need a few dollars to get your business started and all that kind of stuff, we'll set up a contract that you have to, how you're going to pay the money back, the way you're going to pay it back, and all that kind of stuff. You get where I'm coming from? Now, but you have to remember, we're it. We're what's going to make this work. We're what's going to run the society. You can't call on the president. We don't have one. Can't call on the vice president. We can't have one. We do have a secretary, but who's keeping the records and stuff for us. But you can't call on no big mucky muck to help you run this society, because you're the big mucky muck. It's all on you. And this is what we want. We want you to take control. Take back your control over your lives, over your society, over your economics. Now, we also want to purchase buildings. We want to flip buildings. That probably go back into the society, which is split up between the trustees. And the trustees put out a certain percentage off to their beneficiaries. Now, we have to decide what that percentage is going to be, all right? Now, for those of you, right, let's see here. Let's go back to what you're going to get. I already read what you're going to get. That's quite a list. It took me quite a while to put all that stuff together. And that's basically my job. My job is done. I'll put together everything that you need to run this society. And when you join, you're going to get it. And once you pay that $100, you don't have to. We're not going to be calling you, oh, Mr. So-and-so, you didn't pay your dues this month. We're not going to be calling you for that.
I don't mean to interrupt again, because the one button isn't working. I was wondering, before the call is over, can we get like an introduction from people that may be here, or other people that are here? Can we get an introduction?
Okay, well, that might be a good idea. Let's throw it out there and see what happens. Okay, can those of you who are on the line, right? Would you like to give your name and we're in about 15 minutes. You like to give your name and just what part of the country you're from?
This is Brother Siddiqui, and I'm just calling in just to hear about the society, you know.
Okay.
Really rising myself with the whole concept. Just I'm calling from calling from Jersey. So.
Okay. All right. So, but do you have any questions about anything or?
Not really. You know what I mean? Not at this point, at this time, you know what I mean? Everything I've heard so far is sufficient. So, you know, to go off of, but I'm pretty sure that if I was to purchase the manual or go further with the whole process, you know, pretty sure I'll get that information out of there.
Okay.
I'll just have to call in again to find out what's happening.
Well, we're going to be here every Monday at 6 o'clock, okay? So every Monday at 6 o'clock, we'll have a conference on the society, all right? Now, I'll tell your friends about it, tell people about it, you know, because this is something that hasn't been done before, where the people are literally in control without, I'm going to say that loudly, without a hierarchy. There's no hierarchy here. And this is the first organization that I've seen, that I know of, that don't have a hierarchy. And there might be one out there. Like I say, I don't know everything, but I do know that. Now, anybody else on the line want to jump in and give us your name and tell us what part of the country you're in? Okay. Well, I'm not gonna push you out there if you don't want to be out there. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello. Okay.
Yes.
My name is Gloria Kinzader Wellburn, and I live in the suburbs of Philadelphia. I'm in Malvern, and I make the best chocolate chip cookies. And when I was living, we called it the hood. At that time, we had an ice storm, and my whole thing is they shut the roads down for like 2 weeks, and I'm like, how am I going to pull this together? So I started baking. I baked chocolate chip cookies, and I let a few neighbors know, and all day long, I was selling chocolate chip cookies. So I'm in.
Okay, well, that's good. And I know I eat chocolate chip cookies. What can I tell you?
Well, somebody somewhere in the society is going to be interested. I mean, it's a society. It's something that we're growing. So there's got to be a market for everything, a keychain. Somebody somewhere is going to need something if we're going to be dependent upon ourselves, that we can't say no to anything, because maybe one day my kids might want some cookies. Why not buy it from my own society where I'm going to get a part of the profit?
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, anybody else want to do that? And, give us a name. And sister, when we hang out, would you call me and give me your address so that I can get the CD out to you?
I sure will.
It's
okay.
Been a crazy day.
All right.
Okay. Anybody else want to jump in and either have a question or comment or just give us your name and what part of the country you're in. If you just want to do that, it'll be fine. Okay, so we're good? Okay, I'm not going to call out no numbers enough. Because those that want to jump in.
So, but when can we get those cookies?
So we got sales already, huh? Okay. If you want, I can give out your number if you want. I can give out her brother's number, or you can call him to set up a cookie arrangement. Okay? You'll start making money now. Why not? Okay.
And I also have a housekeeping service if anyone needs their house cleaned.
Oh, okay.
That's my specialty.
Okay.
Okay. This is Gloria, right? Okay. Do you have a number that you want to give out? Because I don't know if you want me to get this number out.
610-610-659-6000. 9302.
Okay. Okay, you got that, brother?
No, but I'll get it from you. Because I'm right now. I'm baking some barbecue chicken. So my hands is like okay. Preoccupied.
Okay, I can dig it. All right, I'll make sure you get the number. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Glory. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Anybody else want to jump in and say their name and what part of the country they're from? Okay, with that, we're going to continue talking about the society. Now, if you change your mind, just jump in, okay? You can still, you know, say whatever you have to say or whatever, okay? But right now, I'd like to say, those that are on the line, I really like to thank you for calling in because you're taking a step into a bigger world. We've been used to having everything done for us. From transportation to security to housing, every everything. And it's time to take over that responsibility for ourselves. And I think as a society, we can do that. You know what I mean? As long as we work together, as long as we don't have no knucklehead running around on a power trip. Well, it was my birthright to rule over you people. We don't want that. You know what I mean? So we're going to work together.
I don't think that's going to be a problem because the way it's set up is like everybody's going to be working towards their own part of this to make it better, whatever they're deciding to bring to the table. It's just going to make everything grow in a positive direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, remember, once we do the... Once you join and you get your gold certificate, we actually have our own money backed by gold, which is much better than the fiat currency. Although you can only purchase, you can only use it in the society. We have to figure out. There's some things we have to figure out. You know, we have to figure out. Now this is Blog Talk Radio, so this is the global network. So we have to figure out a way to have our meeting where we can have a little more privacy. So y'all think about that, okay, for next Monday and come up with some kind of ideas as to what we might can switch off to have our own, to have a little more privacy than the Blog Talk Radio format, you know? And if anybody on here that's dealing with computers and stuff, all right, and you know how to set something like that up, please, please let us know. Next Monday, when you call in, just let us know if you have any ideas about that. We still got people chiming in. Let me open up the mic. We only got a few more minutes. I could let it go longer if we want to. Okay. All the mics are open. So if you have a comment or question, just jump in. Okay. And we've asked everybody to give their name and what city they're from. So if you just chimed in, your mic is open. You want to give us your name and what city you're from? Okay, they don't want to come in. So it's okay. You don't have to. Because we're not trying to force nobody into the limelight, so to speak, you know. But we got about 6 minutes left. So what I'm going to do right quick, I read the indenture agreement. Okay, there's a... Somebody put one up, and that's somebody else who just chimed in. Their mic is not open. 7566. Yeah.
Yes.
You have a
Hi,
comment,
everyone.
Question?
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. How are you? This is Sister Malika, and I am calling out of, I'm out of New Jersey, and I'm just getting on. I apologize. I had a prior engagement, so I just wanted to send my blessing and love, and I'm happy it's, you know, the society is getting started with all these, you know, great minds and, you know, just coming together as one to build, you know, that's, I just wanted to briefly kind of come on, jump on, and introduce myself. So, again, my name is Sister Malika Maxson or Medley Maxson, whatever, Monica, Sister Monica, out of New Jersey.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We appreciate you chiming in. Like I said, everybody's on. We'd like to thank everybody for participating. And we will be here every Monday at 6 o'clock, okay? Now, the reason I chose Monday 6 o'clock, because this is the only day that my daughter's off. And it was Monday. She works around the clock. I'm trying to remedy that now, but I don't have remedy for that just yet. So that's why I picked Monday. And if Monday is going to be too difficult for everybody else, then, like I said, we're a society. We could change whatever we want, okay? Now, somebody was going to make a comment. Okay. All right. And I thought somebody had another comment to make. Okay, we got about 4 more minutes. Now, remember, this is a society run. We got somebody else with that just chimed in. Let me see if they have a comment or something they want to say. Yeah, people are trying to. I think people forget that time went back an hour. So, coming in an hour later, they're forgetting about the time. 1927. You want to tell us? Give us your name and tell us what part of the what city you in?
Yeah, Brother Elohim, this is Milt McIntyre in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm known as Brother Max on my own blog talk show, and it's Monday, and all of the things that happened on Monday did, but I'm here and glad to be, and I'm glad to know that you're here for us. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you chimed in. I appreciate that. Those of you on the line, there's so many callers on the line that if you don't press 1, I won't know actually who you are, okay? Because once you press 1, your line will go up to the top.
I like to chime in real fast. If there's a lot of people on here, I'm trying to pull up my Discord. Maybe y'all can log in and call me on my Discord. I'm already a member, so like if you need to get in touch with somebody or get in touch with a number of members, just an event or something like that, or all these people that's coming on now, they might be able to jump on my Discord. But if you do, can't use words like society and things like that. But we can just like touch base for now until we get a better form of communication from the people that's like actual members or whatever. But I'm trying to find, it's called the consultants. My Discord tag is the consultants. Just regular spell, just like that. So if y'all want to jump on there next or something, if y'all want to holler at a member, if somebody's a member already, just hop in on the consultants Discord.
Well, how do we get on it? How do we call?
Just Google Discord, and just have to figure it out from there. Everything is on YouTube, whatever instructions and all that stuff. Remember, we're all smart people. So you just Google Discord, have an account. If you have an account with Discord already, some people do, some people don't. But that's me. I'm the consultants. We don't have a lot of time. So you just have to Google Discord, create your account, and hit up the consultants, and I'll always be there.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. All right, so I've read the indenture agreement that the judges are going to go by when they check this trust out, okay? And as trustees, right, everything that you do for the trust, when you sign your name to any type of contract or business that we're doing, you have to put down for the trust, because if you don't, they're going to make you personally liable for whatever's going on. And in the indenture agreement, it says trustees and beneficiaries are not liable for the contract or arrangements of the trust. So you can't be sued for anything, even though it might be us messing up. We can't be sued. They have to sue the trust, okay? Now, we only have a few seconds left. So, boy, I got all these laptops set up here.
Consultants with an S, by the way. That's consultants with the S. If you figure out how to get on Discord, that's consultants with the S.
Oh, consultant with an S. Okay. All right. Well, we're coming to an end, and what I'd like to say I'd like to thank everybody for taking them, for coming on and being a part of this. And the number to call, if you want access to where to send your, where to, how to become a member and all that, is 215-758-1703. You can call them, talk to your brother Ilhim, and I'll tell you how to get everything set up, okay? And with that, we're out of time. I'd like to say from Brother Ilhim, love is the act. They make others feel good. And I'll see you next Monday at 6 o'clock. And Sister Gloria, call me right after hang up. Just call me so I can get the information on where to send that to you, okay? Much love, everybody. Much love. We'll talk next Monday, okay? Peace.
All right. Peace.
Peace.